This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk in review of week one. Look forward to week two here with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, in DFW, when the Cowboys win, everything is better. And now we're looking at New Orleans and 6.5-point favorite. Will the Cowboys get to 2-0 Sunday afternoon against the Saints?
Yeah, that's a great question. I did the Saints game last week, and now it's against the Carolina Panthers, so take that with for what it's worth. And the Carolina Panthers, when you look at their roster construction, you have to understand that I think they grabbed seven or eight guys off the waiver wire.
Yes.
And I believe five or six of them were starting on Sunday.
Hmm.
So, you know, other people's garbage is our gold. So, you know, I mean, you got to understand what their roster is actually constructed like right now. And, you know, that's a rebuilding process in Carolina. So, you know, that's just part, that's, you know, part and parcel or part for the course, I guess, out there. But the New Orleans Saints, there are several things that are always true or have been true. You know, going back to Sean Payton, they're going to dominate lines of scrimmage. They're going to be built tough from the inside out, both on the offensive line of scrimmage and the defensive line of scrimmage. And that's going to allow them to do some pretty special things. Clint Kubiak came over there. They're running the heck out of the ball under him, under that West Coast offense. The other thing is Derek Carr, look for him to have this resurgence this year because he's back in an offense that he ran for the Raiders all those years with John Gruden. It's something that he loves. And I think the Saints are a sneaky good team that nobody's really talking about. So this is going to be a big challenge for the Dallas Cowboys, without question. I think even more so than what they did last week, obviously with Cleveland, because offensively Cleveland and Deshaun Watson were just so awful. They're just so bad. So I think this is going to be a much better challenge for the Cowboys.
Stink, I didn't know if you had a chance to go back and watch the Cowboy game on film. I know a lot of you guys break that stuff down every week for yourself. But I was just curious, though, when you look at, you mentioned the Saints and the trenches and stuff. How would their defensive line be maybe having to deal with Dallas and the two rookies that they're starting with right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I went back and looked at the film I went back and looked at all of Dak Prescott, what he did, because sure. Obviously, you know, Dak Prescott signed that contract right before the game and then went out there, and I thought he played really good football. I thought the thing about Dak Prescott, you know, people always are critical. You know, they see, hey, he was only 19 to 32 or whatever it was. And, you know, they'll look at that and say, well, he wasn't, you know, that stellar. I mean, his completion percentage was not that high. I think it was 59% or whatever it is. And I tend to look at things that I think are more important to me. Like, you know what? He threw a couple balls away where he didn't put his team in harm's way in a game that they were controlling. So he didn't let Cleveland get back into it. He even took a couple of sacks that I thought, you know, those are self sacks. Those are one of those things where, like, ah, you know what? Live to fight another day. I'm not gonna put us in harm's way. We're so much better. So some of those things sometimes, you know, where people will look like, oh, he didn't have a great game because they'll look at statistics. And you know, I always say this: if you spit statistics in my eyes, either you didn't watch the game or you watched it and you don't know what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. I thought Dak was really good in that game. You know, and Cleveland's an outstanding defense. Don't get me wrong. They just couldn't do anything offensively. And when you play that style, when you don't play complementary football, when your offense can't possess the ball and your quarterback throws 14 balls out of bounds, I mean, it was awful. It's hard for a defense to stand up. So this is going to be a much more balanced attack. And I think it'll be a much bigger challenge for the offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys.
You mentioned Dak and everybody and how scrutinized he is. You got to see Derek Carr. What are your thoughts on Derek Carr?
Well, there's a couple things. Derek Carr loves this offense. So that's really big. The other thing, and I'll tell you guys, just traveling around the league and doing games, and this is endemic of a lot of young coaches. You always hear, oh, we want to get into a premium play. And so what ends up happening is, well, there's a couple things. When I say premium play, you're going to call a play or you're going to have multiple plays called and you're going to get to the play that you think is the best matchup. Maybe you're running toward the bubble. You know, if there's an uncovered guard, that's, we call that a bubble. So maybe you're running towards that bubble, or maybe you're running away from the bubble. Or maybe there's a safety rotation, so you're running away from the safety rotation, or you're running to the safety rotation, depending on, you know, what your particular deal is, right? And a lot of young coaches want the perfect play called, which I think is absolute garbage. I just think it is so, you know, let me tell this 80-year-old owner that we're always going to have the perfect play on so he'll hire me. Mm. And I think it's a bunch of garbage. And so one thing I know about Clint Kubiak and Rick Dennison was a coach when I played for the Broncos and has had a ton of success in this league. One of the things they did for Derek Carr was they say, listen, we're not going to have you play on the high dive for 65 snaps. We're going to take you off the high dive, and we're going to give you a bunch of call it and run it, or what we call sometimes tank plays, where we just line up and we run it regardless because it's good against everything. And for a quarterback, all of a sudden you have enough of those plays in there, and then instead of having to operate everything in the line of scrimmage with shifts and motions and everything that you do,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just line up and you run it, and you let the offensive line come off the ball. You let them be aggressive, and mentally, you don't have to do gymnastics if you're a quarterback. So ultimately for you, you're like, oh, I've got these 15, 16 plays off where all I got to do is turn around and hand the ball off. And it really takes some pressure off you, because there's a bunch of times where you're going to have to really orchestrate the entirety of the offense. And Derek loves the offense, and he loves the fact they're doing that for him. And, against that Carolina team. Now, be it there was probably four or five guys on the defensive side of the ball that got there in late August, right, that were starting. So, it wasn't exactly the greatest competition, but boy, I tell you what, they were humming on the offensive side of the ball. They really looked good, and he was super sharp.
Stink, I'm glad we're actually talking to you right now, because I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and I know that you will be somebody that can give me good advice in this area. We do survivor picks every Friday. I picked Cincinnati to beat New England, so now I've got to do a bet payoff on this coming Friday. One of ours is the pee your pants. And it is, you do that, you go in the pants, and now I got to do the rest of the show like that. What kind of advice or guidance do you think I should go through with this?
You have to pee your pants?
It's an option.
During the show?
It's an option.
Or what's the other option?
There's tons on the table.
Pickle,
pig's feet, yeah.
The ass hat where you wear a dirty diaper on your head for the course of the program.
Can you just pay the money, or you've got to actually have a humiliation shot?
It's about the humiliation, the suffering, yeah.
But you were peeing in your pants like regularly at work.
You kind of made it seem okay.
I was so sweaty, and there's some, a little bit of urine mixture in that sweat. It wasn't like it was uncomfortable. But if you're just sitting in your own urine, you're going to sit throughout the entirety of the show, that's not comfortable. I can guarantee you that. But the dirty diaper on your head is certainly not anything that anybody wants to do either. So, if I had to choose between those two, I would piss my pants without even thinking about it.
It's Mark Schlereth here breaking it down for you.
We do it. We have the blue injury tent on the sidelines. Couldn't we get some type of bathroom situation for these players going here?
Oh, yeah, they have a bucket in there.
Oh, just a little sideline bucket is all.
Yeah, there's the sideline bucket they do, but that would require effort on my part. Like, I wasn't going to give effort. I was already miserable anyhow. So, what's a little urine in your pants?
And you would vomit before games as well, correct? I have that right.
Every game I ever played, probably all the way back to maybe even high school, always vomited. We had a trash can in the middle. So the offensive line, when I played in Denver, we had a little trash can. We were in the corner. So we went down one side, and then on the other side, we were right in the corner. The coaches' offices were right there. We had a trash can right in the corner. And then, it's like once one guy starts chain reaction vomit.
Yes.
So we had three or four guys that were real pukers, myself, Tommy Nalen, Matt Lepsis. So as soon as the first guy started puking, then it was a line at the trash can. We'd all just be taking turns standing around group puke. Because once one guy goes, there's all, and then you got to run to the trash can, and then it's just all over. You're just having, you're having a like I said, it's like a group puke. So, that would happen, every game.
Did Shanahan wait for the pregame speech before you guys all started puking? Or did he? Was it after? How did that all transpire?
We would come back in from warm ups before you got a little like, hey guys, we're gonna go out there and we're gonna do this and let's So we would the pregame puke was before when we're going out to warm up.
Okay, mm-hmm. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going out to warm up and you're just like, you work yourself up, because there's nothing good that can happen for you when you're an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, think about it. You could absolutely dominate the defensive line. You guys can put, 250 yards rushing up, not give up a sack and all that stuff. And ultimately, all you are is a tagline at the end of the game by some star running back who says, they got to thank the big fellas up front, man. What a job they did. And that's it. Right. So you can dominate the game and you're just a big fella up front. But, give up one holding call or give up one sack. Like, I can kick your ass for 65 plays in a row. I give up one sack. You go to the Pro Bowl and I'm a piece of garbage. That's the paranoia playing the position I played. So, yeah, every guy on the offensive line, for the most part, every guy I ever played with, I don't know if there's a different philosophical approach to the game now, but every guy I ever played with was completely motivated out of fear and paranoia. Like, we were a neurotic group, like an incredibly Gary Zimmerman is all decade in 2 decades. And that dude had to drink a bottle of NyQuil to get 2 hours of sleep before a game. And he'd go out and whip everybody's ass, like, just absolutely neurotic. So that's just kind of how that position tends to usually kind of operate.
You're the man, Mark. Thanks for the insights and the stories, and we look forward to next week.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
Cheers. There he goes. Mark Schlereth. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add some extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Okay, coming up next, in addition to the finest, Eric, what's in store for us?
We got current and former NFL running backs making some headlines, and we have the good, bad, and the ugly from the football weekend next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.